This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 7, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the low 30s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 12:16 p.m. SalemNews.com is reporting today that two men were arrested in Salem for tampering with a bank ATM. A man from Lawrence and a man from Rhode Island were taken into custody by Salem detectives as they were seen tampering with the Marblehead Bank ATM near Crosby's Market on Canal Street in Salem on Friday. The men had allegedly put a trap on the machine to catch cash coming out of it. The city of Peabody is considering purchasing police body cameras. Ann Marie Tobin writes in today's Daily Item that Mayor Ted Betancourt has asked the city council to approve a contract with Axon Enterprises to provide cameras and the related support technology for police officers. Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson will deliver his first State of the City address tonight at City Hall. The event will be held in the City Council chambers beginning at 6 p.m. The rules about the minimum and maximum size of lobsters that can be trapped off New England could soon become stricter. The Associated Press reports that the regulatory Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission is considering changing the standards by a fraction of an inch in some of the fishing grounds. The possible changes are prompted by what the agency says is a lack of baby lobsters growing off New England. Updates on local hockey and basketball are next in sports with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat the Pistons in Detroit last night, 111-99. The 76ers come to the Garden tomorrow night to take on the Celts. The Bees' next game is Saturday afternoon at home against the Capitals. Last night in local sports, boys hockey, Swampscott a shutout winner over Minuteman, 8-0. Winthrop 9, Beverly nothing, and Masconomet beat Danvers 3-0, all shutouts. Boys basketball, Mystic Valley over Essex Tech. And in girls basketball, last night's winners included Swampscott, Pentucket, Manchester Essex, and Shawshene downed Lynn Tech. Tonight in boys basketball, CM plays at Beverly. Peabody travels to Marblehead. In Lynn tonight, it's the English classical basketball rivalry games. The boys play at English. The girls play at classical. The Rams are led by Ava Thurman, her coach, Tom Sawyer.
Ava is the consummate competitor, first and foremost. She likes to compete. She'll do what it takes to help her team win, whether that means scoring, passing, defending, rebounding, whatever it takes. She'll help her team to win. She's exactly what you want in a player on you.
Lynn Classical girls basketball coach Tom Sawyer. In Northeastern Conference girls basketball tonight, Peabody plays at Marblehead. The Tanners are 12-2 overall, but unbeaten in the league. This is Peabody coach Stan McKean on tonight's game.
Well, we've played them once already, and we were able to put a good press on, which they struggled breaking the first game in Marblehead. So I'm sure, you know, and I'm sure they've improved. Every team, I try to tell the girls, as each game goes on and you play teams the second time, they're going to be better than the first time we played them. So you just hope that they come out and play up to their level and maybe don't think about what happened the last time that we played this team, because all these teams are going to be better, but it should be a good matchup.
That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday right here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.